Mackie Motors pregame show continues here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman joined here by head coach Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights. And coach, good to catch up with you here before the game.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for having me.
Coach, you're probably not the only one, but you and I were talking here before we came back out of the break, and I think a lot of the coaches I talked to, you enjoy those three-day holidays because it's family time, but man, does it change a preparation week, and it changed for you guys this week, as it probably did for the Rams as well.
Yeah, you know, having that Monday off is nice. It's going to get a little more rest, but then, you know, we had a JV game Tuesday night, so we kind of had to switch around. We practiced a little more. Really, Monday is more of a walkthrough. We went normal practice because we knew on Tuesday night we missed a lot of our scout team guys. And, you know, then Tuesday night we had to break things down a little bit more. So just a little bit more of a week. But, you know, you got to roll with the punches and be flexible and, you know, make the best of it. And so far the kids have done that.
Coach, I imagine, though, the kids came in with quite a bit of energy this week after that big win last week and shutout victory over Atlantic. The excitement and just the wanting to get back out and play probably had to show this week in practice.
Yeah, you know, I said they're not satisfied. They want to keep getting better. You know, we start district play the following week. So, you know, our goal is just build off the success of last week.
What did you guys try to focus on this week to get ready for this Ram team?
You know, we focused on communication, you know, watching film. You know, we realized a few times we got lucky or we were out of place or things we can improve on. So, you know, we highlighted the things that were good, but then really talked about how we can fix it and build off of that. Because, you know, if we're seeing mistakes and stuff too, you know, Green County's going to see that in us and trying to take advantage of it. So we got to be one step ahead of ourselves and make sure we're taking care of that.
What were some of the small things that you felt like you need to kind of focus on that jumped out at you on film?
A little bit was just alignment and, you know, pass coverages a little bit. A few times we got our eyes in the backfield, maybe lost a guy that was, that the quarterback was scrambling or something. We didn't stay in our zone long enough. So, you know, and we got lucky a few times there, but it's a learning point. You know, a lot of those guys is the first varsity action. They still played well, but it's got to be make sure we take care of that.
Coach, you mentioned the secondary and staying in the zone. That's with the linebackers as well. This Green County team with Bryce Stadler, they like to run the football, but they're very, very good at throwing the football as well. What's the matchup look like? Because from my point of view up in the press box the first 2 weeks, I thought the secondary and linebackers, especially last week against Atlantic, really dropped into coverage and made it difficult on Atlantic when they wanted to throw the football.
Yeah, you know, Green County is a pretty balanced team between run and pass. You know, they have a very good quarterback and a stellar kid where he'll run it and throw it. So we got to make sure we're pursuing to the ball. You know, if it's a pass, he'll take off and run, get yards there. He's a very good athlete. So it's just being communicating well and make sure we're hustling to the ball.
Do you feel like the defensive scheme you guys have sets up well against him, or will you need somebody to maybe spy on him?
I think we're going to make sure we have a guy who knows where he is and what he's doing. He's got the ball in his hand, so we're kind of always aware. But I definitely got to make sure our D-line is not allowing seams for him, because so on film he can pull it and take off real quick.
They do have two guys in the pass game as well with Max Riley and Richard Doherty that only three catches each, but for big yards. How do they use those guys?
No, you know, they like to take shots too. You know, they take good opportunities. They kind of set you up some stops and goes, some crossing routes. So they'll throw guys around. So, and then they go make plays. So it's one of the things with to be trying to eliminate those.
Coach, is this one of those weeks where they want to score quick? So for you guys, it's just keep things in front of them, front of you, and kind of make them earn their way down the field.
A little bit. You know, we don't want to give up too much ground, so we still got to be aggressive and make plays in the ball. But, yeah, we definitely, you know, we don't want to try not to give up those big plays and make sure we're tackling really well.
Coach, I thought your defense was outstanding last week up front, both sides of the ball, really. What's the matchup look for you guys? Can you control up front on both sides of the ball this week again?
I mean, Green County, they have some good size up there, some bigger guys, but with the last couple of weeks, we've seen pretty decent lines too. So I think our guys have been ready to go. They definitely got to show a lot of respect to them and make sure to do our jobs and play strong and fast. But I think our matchup is about even there.
physical game this week? Is that what it looks like with this Ram team on film, even though their skill guys are explosive? Are they physical up front?
Yeah, you know, they'll sense some pressure as well. And, you know, they have a good block and a fullback in there, too. They'll move around. So, yeah, they look to be very aggressive.
What has jumped off with you about the growth you saw between week one and week two with your offense?
It's just confidence. And, you know, a guy sticking with it. First week, we didn't quite trust it. Our timing wasn't right. This week, was week two, you know, it was a lot more of us. We kept our blocks. We sustained our blocks. We saw guys, you know, even after that first level block, hustling to the second level and just get in the way of a guy helped spring a few plays too. So that was just kind of a little more confidence, a little more heart there that definitely paid off.
Coach, what do you think they'll try to do defensively to stop Taven Ami and that ground game?
I got to look to them to, you know, probably key on him a little bit. They'll probably look to send some pressure. They like to do that. So our lineman guys have had their eyes up and, you know, trying to pick that up.
Pass game. How have you seen Cooper kind of develop? His favorite target appears to be Nate Overmull.
Yeah. You know, he likes Nate runs good routes and Cooper likes to find him. So, you know, just watching film, I saw a few things where we can make, hopefully we can improve on just a little quicker reads to help out with that. And hopefully just help spread the ball out a little bit more as well.
How do you feel like you've seen special teams grow the first 2 weeks? And what are you looking for from your special teams in this matchup with the Rams?
Just being consistent, you know, definitely a lot better, a lot more improvements from week one to week two. So it's just, come that up too. Now, if you don't notice special teams, it's kind of a good thing. It means you're doing your job, taking care of it a little bit. So, you know, hopefully we get out there and kind of keep on improving on it. And I thought the kids on their team, maybe there's a few more, you know, two deep guys if there are backups out there, some younger guys, they took a lot of pride in that. So it's fun to see them flying around too and getting a chance to be on the field.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Best of luck coming up in the game, and looking forward to catching up with you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game, and, of course, for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show coming up for Saturday morning as well.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Ryan Steinkamp with the Kemper Knights joining us here. More of the Mackey Motors pregame. We'll send it out to Nick Brinks with the call coming up for you next year on Kick 106.7.